They've progressed very well for us, actually. Tas Water have put both the towns on their list to upgrade to potable water supplies, and the development applications have both been through council for both new treatment plants, one at Lady Barron and one at Whitemark.
And these treatment plants, what's the scale?
I guess they're scaled to fit the populations or the predicted populations that are in the towns for the next 10 to 20 years. The towns have all been on non-potable water supplies, on boiled water alerts, well, since they were put in, basically, since the regulations came in. So to me, this will be a great advantage for people, particularly for businesses and that, to expand, knowing that they've got a potable water supply available to them.
Because good clean water, is that really one of the basics? Does it really make that much difference?
It will make a difference to the towns, I think, to the businesses, to tourism businesses, to know that they have a potable water supply they can tap into instead of having to try and find their own to supply to their guests. In 2016, I think it should come on board.
Well, that's about the timeline, isn't it, for the hydro? Did I read a $12 or $13 million budget for this?
Yes, yeah. The water budget is of similar figures, and I think we're extremely privileged to have hydro investing in it here and to have the support of ARENA. And I think ARENA have put in $5 million funding hydro to actually do the project.
And what do you know about what's proposed?
My understanding is that the developments that they've made on King Island will be scaled down and put into shipping containers, developed into shipping containers. They will be brought over and plugged into our current diesel-generated power station, and that will then enable the use of all the renewable energy that we can produce, which isn't the case at the moment. There's a lot of renewable energy being produced that's going to waste.
Wind power principally?
Principally wind power. There's solar energy at the airport. There will be a new solar field around the power station and another new wind generator.
So how much could that cut the diesel bill?
I'm not sure what they're estimating, but I know that the long term is to try to be able to run completely on renewables.
I'm thinking that renewable energy is really consistent with, can I call it the Flinders Island brand?
I think it certainly is. Look, I think we're pretty down-to-earth, pretty basic community over here. And if we can use what's local and what nature provides, then that's what we like to do. At the moment, we're trying to develop what we're calling our rural living strategy so that we can inform the Planning Commission and that as to what our vision is for the future.
Well, better tell me more about that vision.
Well, the council has an agreement that we need to expand the population here to make it more viable. And one of the ideas that we can do that is to make it easier for people to live here and to develop niche markets and be inventive about the way they make their incomes. And part of that was a rural living area on the western coast of the island, which in our current planning scheme, it's all zoned rural, anything but the villages are zoned rural, which indicates large agricultural areas. And that's not the case on the western side of the island. To allow people to develop niche products, olives, lemon groves, whatever they decided might fit and might be a viable option for them. And by doing the rural living strategy and doing some background work on temperatures and soils through that western area, we're hoping that we can encourage more people to come here, live here, and enjoy the lifestyle we have here.